You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Balak, Listening to the Donkey. In the movie Shrek, we are introduced to a talking donkey voiced by Eddie Murphy as one of the fairy tale creatures existing in that place. We might think that a talking donkey would be the stuff of fairy tales, but actually, a talking donkey appears in this week's Torah portion. This week, as we read the Torah portion of Balak, we read how the king of Moab was so scared of the Israelites that he sent for the prophet Bilam to come and curse the Israelites. And while Bilam was initially reluctant, knowing that God was not in favor of this plan, eventually he consented and followed Balak's servants. He was riding on his donkey when the donkey saw ahead of her an angel of Adonai standing in the way. And so first she swerved to the side and Bilam beat her. Then when the angel repositioned himself, she swerved the other way, squashing his foot against the wall, and he beat her again. And then once more, as the angel was in front of the donkey, she just stopped. And so he beat her a third time. Finally, God opened the mouth of the donkey. And so the donkey said to Bilam, "What have I done to you that you have beaten me these three times?" Bilam said to her, "You have made a mockery of me. If I had a sword with me, I'd kill you." Then the donkey responded, "Look, I am the donkey that you have been riding all along until this day. Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" And he answered, "No." And then God uncovers Bilam's eyes so that he sees the angel standing in front of him. In this way, Bilam's donkey was trying to save him each of these times, and yet three times over she was beaten as a result. Until God gave her the mouth to speak, she could not open her mouth to tell Bilam what lay ahead of him. But as we read this story, we may not encounter talking donkeys in our lives. But there will be occurrences where someone's trying to tell us something without words, where someone for whatever reason cannot say what they need to say, and we have to be adept at picking up the other signs, at being conscious of the signals that they give us in their behavior and in their actions. The story of Bilam's donkey is the story of an inability to share a warning or share words that needed to be spoken. And in our own lives, we might think of those people that we need to listen to, being aware not just of what they say, but of what they do, so that we can be there to help them, and in turn, so that they can be there to help us. Bilam's donkey reminds him that this is not the way she normally behaved, and so he should have been more attuned to the change in her behavior. We can learn this lesson for our interactions with our fellow people, and also possibly with our donkeys. Shabbat Shalom.